this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong. I'm a sexual health specialist. I've treated over 7,000 men. In today's episode, we're going to ask the question, do entrepreneurs and executives have high or low testosterone? Let's talk about the shocking truth. Think successful entrepreneurs, are they born with high testosterone or not? Is it an acquired thing? Well, there's a new research on 107Y Combinator found that founders just revealed something that will blow your mind about testosterone level throughout the whole entrepreneurship journey. And if you're a founder or a CEO, an entrepreneur, this could explain why your energy and drive might be tanking. We're diving into the most fascinating studies I've ever seen about entrepreneur biology and sexual health. We always assume that successful business leaders are just naturally pumped, full of testosterone, right? Alpha mindset, the risk-taking, the dominance, it all seemed high T. But what if I tell you that most entrepreneurs actually start with low testosterone and the level change dramatically as their business grows? Now, stick around because this research is going to change how you think about hormone success and why some entrepreneurs burn out while others thrive. There's a groundbreaking study that's called the Y Combinator Study, where they looked at 107 male founders. So this study is turning everything upside down. Researchers just analyzed testosterone level of 107 male founders from the Y Combinator, and the results are wild. So this is the result right here. What they found is that each at the funding stage, the pre-seed funding stage, their testosterone level is in a healthy range. Seed funding stage, their testosterone level actually jumped. Series A, there's a steady growth of testosterone level. Series B, however, that is higher than the pre-seed peak level. And then the late stage VC, there's a massive 42% drop. So what does this mean? It means that at Series B level, when founders actually achieve what doctors consider optimal testosterone level, before that, most were running on fumes. Why does this happen? It's actually brilliant from an evolutionary perspective. The early stage, the grind, that's when you're starting out. You're stressed, you're probably broke, and you're working 80-hour week, and you're eating ramen. Your body's basically on survival mode. So chronic stress pumps out cortisol, which kills testosterone. So then when you're series A and B, you get the confidence boost. It's a magic happen. You start raising money, start getting validation. Maybe you're hiring your first employee, your confidence soars. So you feel like an alpha founder and your body responds by cranking up testosterone. In the late stage, that's the pressure cooker. Then reality hits. Bigger rounds mean bigger expectation, board pressure, scaling challenges, and suddenly you're back to chronic stress and boom, testosterone crashes. So there's a dual hormone secret. So here's the real kicker. Separate Harvard study found that the most successful executives don't have high testosterone. They have high testosterone and low cortisol. This magic combination, high T give you drive and confidence, low cortisol means you're managing stress effectively. You get both, you literally manage people in higher position, higher revenue, higher achievement. So what does this mean? This means that you really want to focus on activity that will raise your testosterone and activity that will lower your testosterone. So does that mean successful entrepreneurs made acquired? Or you're born with it. Most likely, you're probably acquire skills throughout your life and also the mindset that will predispose you to be successful. So what does that really truly mean? Truly mean that you really need to be on top of your health. And I've always said that your sexual health align with your general health. What that means is that know how you feel, be attuned to your body, and that when you're working, the activity that produce high testosterone levels are like acquisition, taking risks, and dominant leadership behavior. Here's the business performance connection. High testosterone level, low cortisol. So what do you do to increase your testosterone? Your diet, Mediterranean diet, consistent exercise, meditation, sleep, stop smoking, and stop porn, and also moderate your alcohol to about 14 drinks or less. Kind of the same thing as ED. You recognizing this? Are you following this as well? These are the same things I've been talking about for ED as well. So testosterone level really correlate with business success and really good health. Well, here is where it gets interesting. Some researchers think that there's a selection effect happening. Maybe it's not that success boosts testosterone, maybe higher testosterone, they're more likely to be successful. So think about this. Higher T, more risk tolerance. More risk tolerance, more likely to start a company or take chances, better stress management, more likely to survive the startup grind, natural confidence, better at pitching and funding. So is it the chicken or the egg? Probably it's both. Natural testosterone helps you succeed, and success reinforces more testosterone. It's a positive feedback loop, and it's a negative feedback loop in a sense if you don't pay attention to your health. And the number one thing is sleep. Remember, testosterone are made during your sleep. And this is for all men, not just business owners as well. So your hormone could be sabotaging your business. So pay attention to the warning sign of low testosterone, like constant fatigue, despite adequate sleep, loss of competitive drive, difficulty making decisive decisions, decreased motivation for challenges, brain fog during important meetings, loss of that fire. What are symptoms of high cortisol or chronic stress? Can't shut off work thoughts. Waking up tired even after 8 hours of sleep, getting sick frequently, irritability, making reactive decision rather than strategic decision. So here's a vicious cycle. Once your hormones get out of whack, it creates a vicious cycle. Low T, less drive, performance not that great, more stress, higher cortisol, lower T. It's a vicious cycle that feeds onto itself. So you either fix it or you burn out completely. So the solution that can actually work is called the optimization protocol that you can almost hack your hormone for entrepreneur success. So test, don't guess. Get your baseline number, your total and free testosterone, your cortisol, your morning and evening level. That is measured by saliva, thyroid function test, vitamin D like in dog, B12, zinc level, and then stress management with meditation, exercise, but don't overdo it, and really set boundaries for yourself and delegate if needed as much as possible. Remember, sleep is essential. 80% of testosterone are made during sleep. So get about at least 7 hours a night and sleep in a cool, dark room. I recommend even lower it down to even 65, and a dark room will shut down your eyes, and also wear an eye mask. Eye mask will help you sleep better because input from the eyes itself account for 30% of your brain activity. No screen 1 hour before bed. Consider wearing a sleep tracker like the Apple Watch. I don't have my Apple Watch right now. And then the third part is nutrition, a Mediterranean diet, and really probably go see a doctor to interpret your blood test for you. And if you're over 35, think about getting on testosterone replacement therapy. Might be worth exploring with a doctor here and available. If you need us at this point, I have daily energy tip. It's called Daily Peak Energy. com that will give you some tips that you can optimize your productivity and energy level and your testosterone level for more productivity in the day. That will actually increase your productivity by 3 times. When you're optimizing your hormones and decreasing your stress, you consistently have high energy and drive, and also have better improved bedroom performance as well too. So it will also give you a competitive edge in the business as well. If you want to know whether you have low or normal testosterone, there is a questionnaire down below right here, and check that out and do the questionnaire and find out if your testosterone level is adequate or normal. And is it adequate? Great. Keep doing what you're doing. Is it low? There are things that we can do, such as testosterone replacement therapy, diet, exercise, that can really increase that at this time. So get tested, audit your stress, and track your energy and track your sleeping habit. And I hope you like this episode. Let me know what your thoughts are. And if you have low or normal testosterone at this point, just know that there are resources available. You do not have to suffer in silence. And that ED also mirror business success and also mirror wellness. So get rid of your ED. You're going to be taking care of your heart and your business as well. Having said that, Modern Man, I will see you in the next episode. Okay, Modern Man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence. No more trial and error. Just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.